Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nelson Norman. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Doyle Alexander. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The DH, Danny Goodwin. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Dave Edwards. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills takes first base on ball four. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wills moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wills scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 1-0, Rangers. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a line drive into right field. Zisk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zisk. Cubbage scores. Landreau moves to second. It's Rangers, 1, Twins, 1. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Montanez for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Goodwin moves to second. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivers. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Goodwin scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-0 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Zahn covering, for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Rangers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first, with Alexander covering, for the out. Smalley moves to second. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez takes first base on ball 4. Zisk moves to second. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Rangers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Rivers reaches second base with a double. Norman moves to third. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Norman scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Rangers, 3, Twins, 3. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivers moves to third. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it and throws to home to get Rivers. Wills moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyle fields it and throws to second for the out. Cubbage moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Landreau moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Twins 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Montanez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sundberg strikes out. Two outs. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales pinch hits for Danny Goodwin. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera bunts towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Wills covering, for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Bob Randall pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Twins 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. John Castano now playing third base. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rivers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Wills bunts towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivers moves to second. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Twins 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zisk hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Montanez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Montanez reaches second base with a double. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sundberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards throws the ball into Randall, who tags Sundberg trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Montanez scores. It's 4-3, Rangers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rivers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. Rivers reaches third base with a triple. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivers scores. It's 5-3, Rangers. Darryl Jackson now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wills moves to second. Pete Redfern now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Pat Putnam pinch hits for John Ellis. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Oliver. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Jim Kern now pitching. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Bob Randall. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Edwards moves to third. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards scores. It's 5-4, Rangers. Gary Ward pinch runs for Glenn Adams. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano bunts towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Wills covering, for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Smalley hits a line drive into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landreau strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.